We're up to Siv Zayin in Kuf Yutess. We're up to the Ramah, which is one of the two or three major points of Siv Kuf Yutess. However, last week, a lot of you didn't let me get past the end of the Taz Dalet, and I said I would do my homework to look it up. The last, if you turn to Taz Dalid, page Tezayin on those pages, but the last two lines of Taz Dalid, he had a chumrah which many of you mentioned to me that it seems to be a chumrah that nobody is noyig. It said there, Kasa b'dakei Moshim, Shem Agas Hashri, Misha Choshet Al Isser, Asa Lechali Mayafilu Dvarim HaMutarim, Shema Yachilanu Dvarim HaAsurim. And that means that you're not allowed to go to a Frayid's home and eat things that are perfectly mutter and sit down and eat something that comes in a sealed package from a fleishiger place, and you're sitting down and eating with him because it appears to be a gzeira shema yachilenu devar ma'asurim. So I did look around. In the Darkei Tshuva, he brings b'shem de prichadash that this is a chumrah ba'alma, what he calls a chumrah, not an ikar adin. But he says that the Tvua Shar says no, it's an ikar adin, and he compares it to a Gemara Masechta Shabbos, where it says that somebody. It says two things. It says first that someone who is machbid on tumma v'tahira is not allowed to eat together with somebody who's not makbid on tumah and tahira, he might eat devarim tmeim, macholos tmeim. But then it says that even a chaver who's presently tameh, a chaver who doesn't eat, who when he's tar is makbid, he's chulam b'tahara, but when he's tameh, obviously he eats devarim that are tameh. Tameh, I mean now ritually tameh, not non-kosher. So it says that he shouldn't eat with a person who's not makbid, even though now he eats macholos tameim anyway. So he can eat with him. But the gezeira, if he's going to start eating with him when he's tameh, he's going to eat with him when he's tar too. So the Tvua Shor compares it to that sugya. The chazal gozik, you're not allowed to eat with him things that you're allowed to eat, because he may come to eat things you're not allowed to eat. And therefore he says it's me'ikar hadin. Now, from that chumrah, that it's mikra adin, comes out a bit of a kula. In Simin Pei Tes, where it talks about eating fleishiks with someone who's eating milachiks, so we have the same makar, that he may give you some, you might eat from his milachiks when you're eating fleishiks. There are heterim there, if there's a hecker on the table, it's mutter. Or if it's shnei kisen, if let's say you're eating lunch in at work, you eat from the things that you own, and he eats from the things he owns. So also it's a heter there. So that heter should apply here as well. But beyond that, it does appear that it's an ikar adin not to eat with somebody who is not zohir in macholos asurais, not to eat with him even dvarim hamutarim. What? Yeah, but if you have a hecker not to eat his food, that the Chazal asked you to eat his food, which apparently the Tefor Shars is Mikra Adin. So if you have a hecker, you're not going to be ever eating his food. Yeah, we're talking about eating fruit, eating grapes with a person who's not Mac, but it comes out from here that there's a problem. Eating grapes at the house of a Frayid.
I can't sit with anybody else because tomorrow you'll eat lachik, I'll eat milchik.
Apparently, there's a difference between someone you don't trust eat from his food generally and fleishiks and milchiks. Because you also eat fleishiks sometimes and milchiks sometimes. Okay. At any rate, you're right. Taz Dalet is a chiddush. All right, let's move on to the Ramah Kuf Yutess Zayin. The Prichadr says it's a chumrah. Everyone holds he's supposed to be makbid.
Yes.
Just the Prichadr holds that it's a chumrah, and the Tvua Shor holds that it's a ikar adin. That appears to be the difference. I didn't find any recent shuvas on the topic. I did a search on the computer. and it didn't come up with any recent tshuvas on the issue. Is water, is that the same water as I also wonder if you get things, as I mentioned last time, eating a tray for a restaurant, you get your package separately wrapped and they bring it in. I don't know, I'm assuming that's called oichel imai. You're eating with a statement that you're not oichel imai. You're eating by yourself. What? An airplane, you're not eating with people. It's kolach b'kish shalai. Just like fleishiks and milachis on an airplane wouldn't be a problem. So it wouldn't be a problem. Yeah, the hecker, you know, really need a hecker between the two foods. I mean, you have a separate, it's like a separate tablecloth. Okay. All right, this Ramah is important because it comes up to all of us. The question that the Ramah deals with is eating. It should not be any different. That's what I'm talking about. If you have your separate. Okay. Zayin. Sif Zayin. The Ramah at the end of Sif Zayin. Zayin is the one after Vav. Fuches. We have issues, many of us, we have from relatives who have different standards of kashrus than we have. We have from relatives who are not makbid on certain things that we are makbid on. So the Ramah says, Mishanaig be'ezadava iser. Let's start from the beginning of the Ramah. Mishu chashu bedavar. The loy mashba le'inchi shu'aveira loy mikri chashu. Rama says somebody who's chashid on something that people think is not an aveira, he's not a chashid. So you have, there are certain aveiras that people think are not serious aveiras. So there's such a concept that he doesn't become a chashid. I think there's a Rabbi Kiva Eger in Chashim Mishpat who says about Gezalakum. If someone who's over in Gezalakum doesn't become posulaitis. Even though Gezalakum is an Issa Shebamamin, should technically passel a person like this. But he says that it's not Mashma Le'inchi Shehu Aser. It doesn't mean that he's automatically a Chashud. That's the psak of Rabbi Kiva Eger. That's this, and we have no problem. The second half of this Ramah is the Chiddush. It's not a heter to do the Aveira. But it means, since he does this Aveira, it doesn't make him chashid leidus in Achinami. Not all white collar crime is, promising someone a package that has 10 ounces and sending him 9 ounces, no one thinks is mutter. So, now, Mishanayig beizadava isa mekaya shasayva shadina hu hachi. I mekaya chumra. Here, I go to eat at a relative. Easy case, I'm makbin achal of Yisrael. He's not makbin achal of Yisrael. I think that's the din. I can eat with someone who's naig heter. I tell him, look, I'm makban a chalv Yisrael. So he'll tell me, all right, I'll serve you chalv Yisrael. He's naman, he's a firmer person. So he's not makbid. But he's a firm person, he's just not makbid on this chumra, so he's nemut. So you go into a coffee shop, it has a Jewish owned, that has Chalv Yisrael milk and the regular milk, so you can trust him that this is Chalv Yisrael and this is not Chalv Yisrael, assuming he's a firm, there's a firm person that owns it. So that's what it says here. The Shach Ches, brings a Chuvas Maralbach, which has a tremendous Chiddush, but before I tell you the Maralbach, I'd like to tell you Chav. I'd like to tell you a psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman that comes up often and that I see is based on this Maralbach. I know of two cases that Rav Shlomo Zalman uses the guideline. One is in the Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Bey, Simen Lamed Hei, Oisiyud Zayin. The question there is the following. If I'm Noyeg a Chumra, and I have a friend who's not Noyeg that Chumra, am I permitted to ask him to do something for me that I wouldn't do? One example he brings is Rabbeinu Tamzman. I don't do malacha until 72 minutes after Shabbos. He does malacha after 45 minutes, 50 minutes. Am I permitted to ask him to do malacha for me during that block of time? Or He has a case with a Sfardi and Ashkenazi, where the Sfardi is noyig not to put food back onto a blech. The Ramah says that kozma shel nitzdanei legamri, it's mutar yadas to put it back. You could put it back kozma shel nitzdanei legamri. The Beis Yosef is machmir unless it's still yatzer ledespay. Let's say to the stage where Sfardi is not allowed to put it back. Is he permitted to ask an Ashkenazi to put it back for him? So these are the two examples in the tshuva. These are Rav Shlomo Zalman's examples. There are a million examples. You don't open bottles. And he does open bottles. Things of that nature. So Rav Shlomo Zalman makes the following distinction. If you're machmir on something because you got involved in the sugya, you learned the sugya, and you hold that it's asa medina, that's your hachra. You learn through a sugi and you think the rayas are good rayas and the answers are shvacha answers, and you have a psak that it's awesome. If you hold it's awesome in adin, then you're not allowed to tell someone else to do it. To you, yovel shneiver, you tell someone else to do it. If you hold it's awesome mikar adin, it's also to tell someone else to do it for you. However, if you are noyeg a chumra because it's your family's minig or your rabbi's minig, minig avaisav or abaisav, he calls it. So then, it's your minig avaisav or abaisav. It's his minig of his avaisav or abaisav to be mekel. So I can tell him to do it. It's not a contradiction. I say everyone's supposed to keep the minig of his rebbeim and his family. So I do it, and he does it. Then I'm allowed to tell him. This is the distinction he makes. In Megagiv HaSailam, one of Rav Shlomo Zalman's relatives writes that he asked him when he got married. He said he has certain chumras he's noyeg for himself. So when you get married, do you have to dump these all on your wife or not? Your wife has to keep all your chumras. She doesn't have to keep all your chumras. So Rav Shlomo Zalman told the same thing. If you hold something because you hold that's the halacha, you learn through it, you don't understand the mekilim, you hold that's the din. So then your wife is meshubit to you. You hold that's the din. So you should not that she's. I shouldn't phrase it, your wife is mishubit to you. But it means that that's the way you have to be noyig your whole b'nei bayis, have to keep that one. However, if you do something because it's a chumrah, so every chumrah that a person does, he doesn't put on his on other people. If he's noyig it because he holds that, that's a chumrah. He knows that mikra din is a heter. But it's a toiv lahachmir, you don't have to put on other people. That's the distinction he makes. This Marbach makes exactly the same distinction. He says a tremendous chumrah within the distinction. He says the following. So that's what he calls a chumrah. And that my understanding is that's what he says. Yeah, it's true. In the tshuva, he mentions minhag avaisav rabaisav. And so I can't tell you, but my understanding is that way. Okay. It's not a hachra le iser. It means you don't know you're being machmir. Now, yeah. There are other cheshbainis for children. In the ideal world, it applies to children. Children, they are cheshbainis of chinuch, kifidarkai, that every child can handle every chumra of the house. So. Now, let me finish with this first. Now, the Marbach makes the following chilek. The Marbach is one of those who lived in that generation where some call him a Rishon, some call him an Achron. The Marbach was the leader of Gedolei Yerushalayim at the time that the Beis Yosef, the Meiri Bei Rav, were the leaders of Tzfas, Gedolei Tzfas, in the middle 1500s. And what? In the Tumul of the Smicha, right. And the Shach brings his tshuva without comment. He accepts it. He says the following chilek in this shayla. The shayla again, I have a chumrah. I'm going to someone's house. He doesn't have that chumrah. What are the criteria? He says the following distinction, and listen to this. If I hold it's osir mi'ikar adin, if my hachra is lesser, and I go to someone's house, he's mekel, from yid is mekel, he's not allowed to cook for me, even in his kelim eina b'nei yayman of his kula. In other words, he's mekel on Chol of Yisrael. He has milchik kelim. They're not b'nei yayman. And he wants to cook wants to warm up a vegetable soup for me. In Kalim Eina B'nei Yayman of Stam Chalav. Or I'm just using an example of Chalav Akum because it's a common thing. But any such Indian, he uses Oyu tuna fish or any of the things that there are differences. He says he's not allowed to cook for me in Kalim B'nei Yayman. Vein Tzarech Loima, I can't tell him to do it. But Bechla, he can't cook for me in Kalim Eina B'nei Yayman because for me, it's a real issur. However, Zakhtar Malbach, if I'm just Nayag a Chumra because, what's his Lashon? Oysadova Machmas Minig Avaisav Ubnei Midididas, Oysha Nayag in Kay, then I'm still not allowed to eat it. I'm still not allowed to eat it, but then he's allowed to cook in a Kaliyena B'nei Yayman for me. That's the distinction he makes. It's a tremendous Chumra, the first step, that if I go to such a person, I owe something as Osir Mikra Din, then he's not allowed to cook in a Eina Ben Yayma Keli for me. It's a tremendous chumra. If you want to see it inside, it's in the, just quickly, the fourth line of Chav, of Shach Chav. B'tshuvas Mari Levi Ben Chaviv. Simen Kuf Chav Aleph. Herich Ma'ayv B'dina Melu. V'lu Isi Levar B'kitzer Toichen Hadvarim. V'chiluki Adinim Yaitse B'tshuvah Asai. Who? Mishanoi Gisabez Adava Machma Shasayva Shahadin Kain. V'aychu B'bayis Mishamatirai. I hold the smiker at din, and he's mekel oz. Ima iser nicker la iser, muta la hamaychel la hachilai. Di lo svir lei leichel. If he's giving it to me in the container, it's a chol of stab container. He could put it on the table, and I'll do whatever I do. Avuk she, eino nicker he iser. But if it's milk in a container, in a cup, it's not nicker. Also, he's not giving it to me. Va'asa lavashalai bekelav afila eina b'nei yaiman. However, for me, it's real treifus. Therefore, he can't cook for me in a keli eina b'nei yayman. And certainly, I can't tell him. Avol k'shahmatim avashal chatchila loy l'tzerach acherim. Damkein. If he's cooking for his family, mutter, he can give me what's left over to have a k'di'eved, because then any keli eina b'nei yayman b'di'eved doesn't ask for food. No, not for me, for himself. If he's naig because of the minig of his fathers and his family and his country, so on the one hand, he can't give him to eat, even if this is nicker. Even though he could have taken it without him giving it to him. So it's not lifnei iver. The kaimel and avagav d'avnasi yochel lekachtoi osa midrabanan. Still miseyeya. V'yochel oisa levash lechatchila bekel shomati yersheina b'nei yayman ebistam kel. So this is a distinction that he makes between these two type of isurim. There's an isur where you hold it's osa min hadin, and there's an isur where you hold that it's a chumra. Bizman hazeh. If there's a machlaikis, and let's say, chav yisrael chal istam chalav. There's a machlaikis. I'm not someone who can go and take the Gemara and be patient and figure it out. But I know people are Samech HaRamayshah. So I look at the printed tshuvas. I don't find one printed tshuva in any sefer of any tshuva sefer anybody ever used that holds Stam Cholav as Mutl Chatchila. I can't find it anywhere. Though you printed in the Daf HaKashrus a letter from HaRamayshah there, right here, never before published letter, written to a community outside of New York where they just started having Chol Yisrael. He writes a letter, open letter to the community that wherever Chol Yisrael is available, I didn't say a heter. And now that Chol Yisrol is available, you have to stop eating Chol Stam. And though you published this letter, which they printed, I can bring it to you. I have it at home. They have a Daf HaKashrus they give it. So I don't know one published letter that says Mutl Chatchila. Is that called, I hold it's a Chumra? It's called, I hold it's Maker Adin. If I look through all the tshuvas, they all say to be machmir. I see people being mekel. So, they're mekel. But for me, that's called a chumra, and that's called the karadin. It seems in our generation, you know, there were tanoim, amirayim, ga'inim, rishayim, achrayim. What are we? Like, we're not achrayim either. I think we're the generation of malakdim. We're a generation, like, if there of Moshe, when nobody is mechadish chidushim and digzach with the night view and the cipher. Nowadays, all the svarim, they're malakit. We're malakit. We see what the Gedalia Paiskim held over the year. So we have what I call it in law, case law, where we have case law. It's easier for me to pronounce. But anyway, the point is that in our generation, that's pretty much how. Somebody asked me a shaila. I look and look. If I can't find anywhere, I said that I'm stuck. I have to try to figure it out. But generally, I look at what think of daily place can help. So I don't. I'm not sure where that plugs in bisman hazeh. Somebody who looks at all the truvas, and they all say to be machmir. Some say to be machmir even b'di'evet, and some say to be mekel b'di'evet. So it's a little difficult. How does that plug in here? It seems to me that that's bismaneinu hachra l'asar. That's the way Rabbanim today have Akriya to ask.
If you look at one liquid paper and it says off, then you go to someone's house, he's like, look at this paper and it says look.
Yeah, if you look at liquid sperm, that's going to be the next generation. Our generation, we still go back to our sources, Aruch Sam Seifer and Rabbi Yehuda, their sources were the Shas. But it's hard for us to pass it from Shas. Lekutei basa lekutei nachin ha'amim. Those are aniyim taka, very big aniyim. People are careful about Yashan. Lachinami. People are to Machmas Yashan. See, Yashan, though, is more kuladik than Cholav Stam. Cholav Stam, there's no known Matil Chatchila. Yashan, we know the Bach is Matil Chatchila. Akashis. But we know they have a Kilim Chatchila. Yeah, I don't know Cholav Stam. It's tough. Okay. Fine.
What about the situation with, let's say a couple gets married, woman has kept 3 hours between meat and dairy before the marriage, and then after marriage, man keeps 6 hours. Now, the woman says that she really wants to keep it, and the husband
says. All right, so let me explain things that have to do with minig hamakom, like keeping 6 hours or 3 hours. So, Ramesh is masber in a tshuva. The ikar hadin is minig hamakom. That means, before the Holocaust, people lived in countries and cities, ruba de ruba, for generations. And each makam had its minig. If you moved from one makam to another, so it's a mission in the beginning of Perak Makam Shenagu, right? That if you go from one place to another, if you move there permanently, you take on the minhagim lekula lechumra of the new place. If you go there temporarily, then you need both chumras, the chumra where you come from, the chumra where you go. Now that's the halacha. There's no chaylik. If somebody were to move from Brooklyn to Zurich to Switzerland, for whatever reason he might have to do so, and he goes to Switzerland, Zurich is a minig, the yucky minig. Everybody there keeps 3 hours. So even though he might come from Williamsburg, where everyone keeps 6 hours, if he goes there, he has a right to change his minig to three. Now he has a right. That's Dikra Adin. On the other hand, if he moves to Skver, everybody keeps 6 hours. He has to keep 6 hours. What happened, probably it was this way to a certain degree earlier, but after the Holocaust, it happened on a grand scale, that there was a mixture of people from all types of backgrounds in the same city. So what we undertake is minig ha-mishpacha. In other words, the last known medina where the mishpacha lived is where my father lived. So I have a minig. Ramesha writes, the din that a woman who takes on the custom of her husband's is a din of minig ha-makom shehalach l'sham. That the husband is the makom, is the place. The woman who moves to the minig of the city of the husband has to keep the minig of the city. Today, the equivalent of the city is minig ha-mishpacha. And therefore, things that have to do with minig ha-makom, like keeping a number of hours, is a straight-out rule. It's nothing to do with chumriz and not chumriz. It's not each family is machriya. Well, keeps its own chumris, it's something which is kept on that basis. And that's why.
Now,
yeah, it's a very big simcha. When a six-hour woman marries a yeki, it's a big simcha. She does not have to be matan neder, because when you move to such a place, that's what you keep. In Amsterdam, the meeting is 1 hour. It's even better. So, yes. Loit the shach, it should still be aser alts Lishnei Yiver. The Shach said that if it's minig, I can't give it to someone to do if he asers. Yoyeskin and the Rosham Zam is the reverse. The Shach is talking where the Matir is giving the Iser. He's saying that when the Matir gives the Iser, he's now giving something that's Asa Lefishi Tasai, when it's minig of Isav. Shlomo Zalman is saying that the same is true the other way, that when the Isa gives the Matir, it's not Lifnei Yiver, because he's Makir, that the Matir has something to rely on to be Matir. In other words, by me it's Minigav Isav, by him it's Minigav Isav. He's Moideh that for me it's Aser, so he can give it to me. I'm Moideh that for him it's Mutter, and therefore I could give it to him. That's what he's saying. Well, the Eir is a great example. There's no Minigav Isav, Minigav Isav, you mean?
Here.
I understand. If, again, there are different communities. There are communities where somebody follows the meaning of his paiskim. In such a community, it would seem that Shlomo Zalman's guideline applies. In Flatbush, it's not that way. And generally, in Flatbush, someone who's Semach and Eiriv also doesn't cover his hair and is not Machman Chalavi. So it's usually not because they hold like a certain paiskim in Flatbush. There's really no rift among the Rabbanim and Flatbush on the issue. It's just somebody who's just makel. He's a makel in general, anytime they are coolest. I don't mean to start out people don't cover it. I didn't mean that as an example. I just meant it's a certain standard in Frumkeit where they just makel across the board. So they carry. It's usually, in Flatbush, it usually is that way. The other communities, it may be different. But that's just the way it is. There aren't. And I should add that in Flatbush, I don't know which Rav takes Achrayus for the Erev. It's also a little different. It's very hard to keep an Erev good. And I'm not aware of which Rav Paisik, known Paisik, takes Achrayus for it. Right. The Shach and Rosham Zaman are saying the same thing. They're talking in reverse cases. The Shach is talking when a Mekel is giving a Machmir. Rosham Zaman is talking when a Machmir is giving a Mekel. And they're saying the same thing. The Shach says when the Mekel gives the Machmir, because of Minigav Isav, the Mekel, who has no Achra, just Minigav Isav, has to recognize that for the Iser, it's also Mekar Adin. And he's not allowed to give it to him, it's Lifnei or Misayaya. He's saying the other way. When the Iser gives the Matir, he has to recognize that for the Matir, it's Mutter Mekar Adin. And therefore, he can give it to him. It's the same guiding rule in both directions. Okay. Now, just the way the Shach, yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's no question. If someone opens it for himself, someone else could drink from it, that's for sure. But yes, we like to have guests on Shabbos, because in our family we don't open bottles. So we always had that we let Ketanim open bottles. Because Ramesh holds it's us, Al Tachumra. So Ketanim. For 20 years we had Ketanim in the house. And the Hiyayim, you know, it was a simcha. Our youngest child became Gedayla. And suddenly we had no Ketanim left in the house. So we generally open it beforehand, but...
Most people
they trade them
for sons-in-law.
For sons-in-law, okay. I don't have sons-in-law at the moment.
You don't open it for you?
What?
Why don't you know that you don't open
it for you? It's hard to ask a on something. If you hold, again, if your achra is that it's really usr, then it's impossible to be makel. He did an isr. But if your achra is not to ask it, just Ramesha says that you should be machmir altogether. So you're not going to ask for something with the evidence on something.
What?
Ramesh has a long tshuva that it's mutter.
Right.
At the end of the tshuva, he says that you should be machmir anyway. It's not Shabbos. Okay. So I'm machmir. But I can't say it's awesome.
Why is it Lifnei Yiver telling if you keep it and someone else doesn't keep it? Why is it Lifnei Yiver?
The other way is Lifnei Yiver again. Lifnei Yiver is if the person who's mekel gives it to the one who's machmir. That's what he says. Okay, this is an important task. We're going to move on to Sifches. In rapid order, we'll try to go through the next sifim. Sifches, hachoshed al adavar, einay neman olav afilu b'shvua. The guy's choshed. He says, I'll swear, I'll make a shvua. I'm not choshed on a shvua. Let me swear. Zok de mechaber sehelfnish. Doesn't help for him to swear. Why? Says the Shach and Taz. He's mushbav ayimim har Sinai. He already swore to keep every mitzvah. So since he's mekel on the thing, he doesn't care that he's mushbav ayimim har Sinai. So memela hu adin that he's a choshed on the shvua. It's a very big chiddush. If so, by Mominis, how do you have anybody swear on Momin? He's Mujmavayim and Marasinai not to steal. Why does a Shvua help? So the Gra here brings that there we make him swear because Safik Milva Yeshena Yesh Safik Milva Yeshana Mashen Kinkan. His lashon is that there may be reasons he's Myra Heter, and that's why he thinks he's not being over on the Mujmavayim and Marasinai. Mashen Kinkan, but Al Kaponim. This is the rule, shvuas don't help. So a person says, I'll swear, selfish doesn't help to swear if you're talking about an issur. Siftes, ger me oivde kechavim, shechaze vehemir, machmas yira, somebody, a ger, was megayir, and then the guy with the church was after him, so he started to be, he went back, machmas yira, v'chein yisrael shechata machmas yira, shalai yargu, Yisrael Gomeru, Shkutasim Uteres, Vein Oise Yayim Bemagai. It's interesting coming from the Beis Yosef, who was one of those, I think he left Spain at the age of 10, at the age of 6. So he's writing, and you'll see soon there's a sifter, Beferish about the Maranos, we'll get to in a minute. He's writing that somebody who, because of Yira, was Hamir, so such a person doesn't become a Choshed because of it, even though it's Yehar Gval Yavar. The Rambam says if somebody is over on something that's Yehar Gval Yavar, someone threatens him doesn't bow down to Avodah Zarah, he'll kill him. He's supposed to be Yehoreg, and he's not. So the Rambam says he's not over on Nisar Avodah Zarah. He's over on the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, the love of Chilul Hashem. But Avodah Zarah wasn't over, he was over by Inis. That's what it says. Sif Yud, Mosur. Shkitasei kishera v'neman al isurim, even a masur, a dasa chenavera, is neman al isurim, because again, it doesn't mean automatically that he's going to be a chashid on other things as well. What? It's not the worst avera. It's a terrible avera, but it's not the worst avera, but it's something that caused a lot of agmas nefesh, and they were right there for masur. I can't imagine that they ever let him be a sheikhet. Yud Aleph Mumer Shabir Achas Mamim Bavaydis Kechavim Ibnei Avaydis Kechavim. A Mumer weighs in one city, he pretends to be a guy. Ubi Erecheres Tichnas Beveis Yisrael Vaymishu Yehudi Einei Oisei Yayin Nesach. He doesn't say a Lashon that Shchitasei Kishera, but he says that here we have to figure out in which case is he sincere. He's a person that was from. And in a place where they're going to threaten him, he pretends to be a guy. And a place where he has free will, he has no benefit by being a yid, he's a yid. In such a case, we assume that his yayin is not yayin nesach. So that's the shach, but it doesn't mean he's neman. We see for his taiva, here it doesn't mean they're going to kill him. Here it means for benefit, he pretends to be a guy. Such a person has no nemanis, but any ice yayin nesach, he's not a sincere oved avodah zarah. Yud beis hanusim shenishru baratzaisam. This sounds like the Maranos. Hanusim shenishru baratzaisam. They stayed in their country. You know, if you don't know about the expulsion from Spain, you wonder what does it mean shenishru baratzaisam. But as we're talking about, imhem isnagim bekashrus beinam lebein atzman, is secretly. They're noyig, they keep mitzvahs, the kashrus, in private. Vein biyadam lehimalait lamakam shiuchel lavedes Hashem. He says that they can't get away. Saimchen al shchitasan vein oisim yayin b'magan. You can rely on the shchita, and they don't ask a yayin by touching him. So sifches v'yud beis were in yonim of chashud, and Baruch Hashem, it doesn't. These particular examples don't come up bismaneinu. Yud Gimel. What's the difference between Samchel Shitasim and Samchel Shitasim?
If you even shafted by a puzzle, it's going to be the other.
Yeah, but what's the difference in the language? Samchel Shitasim and Shitasim Uteris sounds like the same idea, though. Right, the language. Shitasim Uteris. Uteris sounds like the other, no? Samchel sounds more like Chatchila, perhaps. Maybe you're right. Nachinami. Today's Fry Yidden are those who are raised. See, this is also about someone who's raised from and was Hamir. Mumer means he changed. Somebody who's raised Fry, as far as being responsible in heaven and being a Rasha, that's not the issue. The issue is not judging him. The issue is trusting him. Somebody who doesn't have from values is not trustworthy. It would be the trustworthiness. He would be a chashud. He would be someone who has no nemanis. Ramesha, I think I mentioned last week, held that a mumer is worse than a chashud. Some of the coolest you have in a chashud don't apply to a mumer. And we'll see another example of it soon. All right, Sif Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet touches on a different topic, a chayshim mishpat topic. Truth is, it's a fascinating inyan. The question is, if someone sold treifis marked as kosher, there's a recall. What is his financial responsibility to the customer? Somebody, we're not here talking about him necessarily being a Rasha. There's a recall, there was a mistake, and could be he himself was not guilty. You know, he got the meat from this fellow Amansi, and he sold it, and now he finds out that what he sold was treif. So, what? You mean he's a mu'ir?
A mu'ir or a tam?
So here, it doesn't. You're learning about mazik. Here, the issue is the issue of mekach tos.
I thought you said what is the damage.
What?
I thought you said what was the damage.
The damage? Oh, you're right. There are really two questions. One is mekach tos. The other might be damages. The person cooked, put it in his china set and ruined his china set. I don't mean that. The damages is taka a separate question. But that's a grama. But I'm talking now about the actual sale, a refund on the sale. So listen to what it says in Shulchan Aruch. There's an issa deraisa, issa derabanan, and there's a difference between if it's still around or was eaten. I think our hashkafa rishayna is, what should be the din? You go to the store, you buy meat, and then you read in the paper, there's a recall, it's treif. So what's the assumption? That's a mekatos. And you get your money back. I think that would be our assumption. It's basically true, except, let's see what it says. Hamaycha l'chavei re'davar. Before he ate it, he became aware of it. Then you return the item that you did. You have to return it to him. You can still sell it to a guy and get some money for it. You have to return it. And he's going to give him back the money that he paid, and that's Pashut. If I bought it from him and I sold it to a guy, I yeshlichay leklavim. V'imishaachloya, thank you. Imishaachloy noida. If the customer ate it already, and now he's aware of it, mashaachalachal, v'hu yazalay hadavim. What he ate, he ate, and he has to give him back the money. Why? Here, he has to give him back the whole money. Why does he have to give him back the whole money? So the shach brings that this is a knas. It's a knas on the meicher for selling treifis. B'mokim kosher is a knas on him that he has to give back the whole money. Even though meicher adin, he should only have to give him back the difference between nevela and kosher. There's a knas, nafkamina says the shach, and if he's a shaygeg. It's a difference between Mr. Finkel himself. He's got to give back, there's a knas, he has to give back everything, all the money from everything he ever sold. Because he sold it to Bemezid, and there's a difference between a middleman who had a grocery store and he bought it from him and sold it. He's a shaygeg. There's no knas. He only has to refund the difference between the mekatos and the real value. V'machre halekeach levekchav meishlichay leklavim, yishalim loy demei treifa. If the person who bought the treifa meat in the guise of kosher used it as treifa meat, so he has to pay the value of treifa meat. Now, let's say it was only a drabanan. It should be not oy. Yes, tell me you have oy. It should be oz. Oz. Im hayu apeiris kayamim, marziar apeiris v'leitol damav. If the food is still around, it's a mekatos. You get your money back. You give it back. Vim achlan. Here's the chiddush. It's an issur drabanan. He ate it already. Masha achal achal. Ve'ein hamoicher marzal loy klum. No refund at all. If it's an issur drabanan, v'chol issur anaf, v'lo divrei seifer, marzal adam, v'ein bo din mechira klum. Now this is the chiddush, this tremendous chiddush. This last part, everything till there is very logical. If it's still around, doesn't matter, Daraisa or Drabanan, you just return it, you get your money back. If it's not still around, if he ate it, by this and Daraisa, we can't see him, and he's got to refund the whole money. By this and Drabanan, there's no knas, but he doesn't even have to refund the amount of mekartos, the difference between the price of what he sold you and the price of what you bought. He bought Purdue chickens for 30 cents a pound. He sold it to somebody, Purdue chickens is their rice, it's a bad example. He bought cheese, chol of gvina sakum, which is osir, Ramesha said doesn't apply to gvina sakum. And he said he bought gvina sakum, goyisha cheese, and he packaged it as kosher cheese and he sold it. That's an isid rabbanan. So now, whatever I ate, God forbid, whatever I ate, I don't get any money back. Why don't I get money back? He bought cheese for 50 cents a pound. He sold to me for $2 a pound. Why is he giving me back the $1.50? Dove Pelham. So listen to the Nesivus' Kiddush. The Yisrael of the Nesivus is known in the yeshiva world, but it's not known that it comes from here. Nesivus writes a difference between the Issa Deraisa and Issa Derabanan as follows. He says the Issa Deraisa is the Issa Chefza. The thing itself is something that's absolutely awesome. Someone eats it, b'meizit, b'shaygig, b'aynis. He was over on Issa Deraisa, b'meizit, b'shaygig, b'aynis. But he was over on the Issa. What is the Issa of an Issa Derabanan? Issa Derabanan is not a Chefza the Issura. The Rabbanan can't change what it is. It is something that's mutter. Why do we listen to the Rabbanan? The Torah says, "La'yisaser min hadavar she'gidu l'cha yamar esmael." Torah says that you have to listen to what they tell you. You're not allowed to disobey them. Sakta nesivus. If anybody is over on the Issa Derabbanan b'shaygeg, because he's unaware, he says he needs no kapara. You don't need a kapara. Why? Let's say at kibbut aveim. Let's not argue that hilchas kibbut aveim. Let's say at kibbut aveim. My father says, I don't want you eating salty foods. Let's say I'm mechuyev at kibbut aveim. Let's say there's such a din. What there is not. Is not the point. My father said, I don't want you eating salty foods. If I go and eat salty foods, I'm over on kibbut aveim. What happens if I'm here? My father is somewhere else, and my father says, I don't want my son eating salty foods. I never heard him say it. And I eat salty foods. You're going to say, I was over on kibbut aveim b'shaygeg? I'm not aware of it? No. I'm not disobeying him. I'm not putting him in his covet. I'm not over on kibbut av if I'm not aware he said it. You can't hold me guilty of disobeying him if I'm not aware of his command. Sukta Nesivis by every Issa Derabbanan. The reason I'm not allowed to be over this and Rabban is I'm violating Lysosum and Adava Shigidu Lachayam and Ismail. I have to listen to what they say. If now I'm not aware that they said I'm not allowed to eat this, then when I do it, I'm not over an Issa B'shaygeg. It's Bechlal, not an Isser. I didn't do an Aveira. Because what did I do? I ate something which is a Chafis that's Heter. And my disobeying them was not a Pagat. Well, I wasn't misnagit to what they said. I'm not aware they said it. Zokta Nesivis. In Issa Derabanan B'shaygeg needs no kapara. Period. Memela. By Issa Derabanan, if I bought it and I ate it unawares that it's in Issa Derabanan, I don't need a kapara. Why should he refund me any money? He gave me something. They said it was kosher. I ate it. Lamaisa, my eating it, was 100% okay. So memela is no mucking for money back. I got what I paid for it. I didn't overpay because in the value of kosher, you mean the market value. The market value, I still overpaid. I could hear the argument. But his argument is that the market value of kosher is in the fact that I could eat it and not be over on any Aveira. And in this case, I ate it without being over on any Aveira. Chiddush Gadol of the Nesivus. That's how he explains it. But at any rate, this is the Psak. So it turns out that somebody who sold knowingly in Issa Deraisa has to refund all the dollar, every penny from all the years that he sold it. That's Sifyud Gimel. Let's look at Sifyud Dalid, which is a continuation. Oh, I have to mention, Sifyud Gimel is a Machlokes Shach and Taz by if you sold a Suffolk Isser. If you sold something to someone, it's a Suffolk Isser, what should be the din? Do you have to give him a refund? Let's say Suffolk Issa Deraisa, he ate it. Or Suffolk Issa. Nesivis?
Yes.
No, only Shaykeg. Mezid, the person was over under Rabbanan. Well, there's no such case where you sold it to someone, you fooled him, he's always, the custom is always a Shaykeg. Like this whole sift, the custom is a Shaykeg. That's what he's saying. By a Suffolk Dereisa, what should be? Do I get a refund or I don't? It's interesting, Isser. What? So you could argue, if you sold me Suffolk Isser, I would say I want a refund. You could say, I might have a raya, prove that it's treif. On the other hand, you could say, I don't want to buy Suffolk Isser. You sold me Suffolk Isser. I don't want to buy Suffolk Isser. So the Taz in Yud Beis, what? No, no, only like the most Rishayim and stuff, the Rais L'Chomrim and Atayr. The Taz Yud Beis Bree quotes Rashi in B'chayris, he says, Mashma Mizeh, Ephilim Oissu, Suffolk Trefa, Mashach Halacha, V'yaza Hadamim. V'lechosh V'achilos Elan O'Klaw. He says, even a Suffolk is so you get a refund. The Kudus HaKesef on the side says on that, what do you mean? You have to prove I sold you Isser. So, what does he say that? The Kudus HaKesef, Chem HaShalad Yer, Loi Nehira. Loi Nehira, the Saif Saif, Yoyim Alay HaMeicha, the Loi K'shei Rahava. The Meicha should say it was kosher. So it's an interesting machloike shach and taz. It was involved in the sugya of Safed Dereis L'Chumra. It would be an interesting thing. Now they argue again on this machloike in Sif Yudalid. Somebody who sells meat and then finds out that the lung was not properly checked. The only thing you mechuyev medina de shulchan aruch to check in an animal is the lung. Our minig is to check the intestines of a chicken and to check the beis hakaisis, one of the stomachs of a behema gasa. The minig of checking the intestines of a chicken comes from Ramesha. Ramesha was machmir. He said because the USDA checks the intestines. When you go to a shechita house in America, the machinery does it, pulls out, the chicken is on the line, and the intestines and the inner avarim are pulled out by a wonderful Japanese machine, incredible machine. The chicken is on the line, it's hanging by its feet, and one machine drills a hole into the chest cavity, and the second machine is like two fingers, it goes in, and I don't know how they calibrated it perfectly. It pulls out all of the inside avarim of the chicken, but without disconnecting it from the chest cavity, from the stomach. So it hangs on the outside. I still have pictures of it here. It has David with black hair and a black mustache on it. But I should say the same about myself, right? But at any rate, and it all hangs out, and the USDA checks it for disease. So Ramesha held that if the USDA is checking it and it's all prepared to check, so it's Efsha Livdei Pekau, and therefore we check it. We check it differently than them. We check it by the Baidik running his hand through it to check if there's a stone or something in it that by us would be a chashash of a nekev. But so we check more. The Beis HaKaisis is probably an old minig. Also, they check the behema, they feel the Beis HaKaisis if the animal ate the sharp, if there are rocks in it or things that the animal might have ingested that might make a hole. At any rate, the din of the Shulchan Aruch is only to check the lungs. Mechaber just says, Akadei Shemeinu le'nivdika kahaygin. Says it wasn't checked. What's the din if you don't check the lungs of an animal? So the Shulchan Aruch says, din ha'kamecha dvarim shasurim midivrei seifrim. It's halach is like something that's in Issa Drabanan. Since midrabanan, you're mechuyiv to check. Now this halacha is the following. In Yeridaya, in Hilchis Treifis, it says, if you shecht an animal, and it's nevda hareya, the lung is lost. Somebody shoots an animal, they pull out the lung, and something happens, a wolf comes in and grabs the lung and runs off with it. So nevda hareya is kshera. It's a chumra, that's a shulchan aruch, that we check the lungs. But every behema, right behema is kshera behema, and we assume it's kosher. The same thing if a shaygeg happened, and the reya wasn't checked, it's mutter. If bemezid, a bedika wasn't done, so the Rabbanan assured the animal, because otherwise the people would be makel in it, so the Rabbanan out together in the chiyuv to check. If amazed you don't check, it's assur. So the Shach says on this Shulchan Aruch, that we're talking that bemezid, it wasn't checked. Someone sells things and bemezid, they don't check for treifis like they're supposed to. So that's an issa medivrei sefer. Minatay roi behemis ksherim heim. Midrabanan, it's an issa medivrei sefer. The Rama adds a second case. Imachalai davar me behema she isra cheskas kashrusa. This yalabar reyesa. There's another reason to check. If you have an animal that has some sort of a reyesa, and therefore you have to check. There's a reyesa. You're supposed to check it. But lamaisa, for whatever reason, they were unable to check it. It has a din as if it's a vaday treifa, and a person has to pay back. Zoktataz, this is a raya to me. Safik iser is aser. What does it say here in the Ramah? You have something, an animal that has a reyasa, and you have to pay back the money. This means even if it's nechal, you have to pay back. It's a raya to me that a suffix is a deraisa, a person has to pay back. How's the shach going to answer it? Says he has suffix is, so you have to pay back. The shach says that this Ramah is only talking by loy nechal. It wasn't eaten yet. If it wasn't eaten yet, you can go back and return it and say, I don't want to buy suffix is, sir. Give me my money back. However, when it's kvar nechal, then the shach holds that there's a din of a maisim chavei avaraya. It's interesting, the language of the shach, he has such a lashon that a suffix is a person can say, I don't want. Why he can't say it, but the evid, I guess, is slightly different. All right, so we've covered the good part of Kufya Tes. We're left with, I think, the second major issue. I mentioned to you last week that someone who's caught, a meicher who's caught, doesn't get second chances. A pidina de Shulchan Aruch. So what the remaining part of Shulchan Aruch talks about different rules for a person who has a store. And we're going to get to that, I guess, one more week till we finish Kufya Tes. So we'll do it next week in this issue. Yes? Right. But Ramay Shemet is, it's already set up. It's easy to check. Once it's set up that way, you're looking to check. It's set up for checking.